Clarissa Norrell, and I came through divorce care as a participant in the spring of 2009, so last year, and I started serving in a leadership role in last fall, and so this is my third time through as a leader, and this ministry has been a blessing to me on both sides and just really in my healing, and so I want to share with you a little bit about my story and my testimony in divorce. And I apologize, I'm probably going to be reading some, so I'm a little nervous. I always imagined that divorce would be hard, but I never knew how painful and emotionally devastating it would really be until I found myself in the midst of a divorce after 10 years of marriage. Lack of communication and unresolved conflict really took a deadly toll in my marriage. And even though my husband and I were believers and we were really involved in church, Christ was still really not the center of our relationship, and we didn't have a community of believers to walk us through those challenging times. So essentially, we gave up. And the process for us was probably about as ideal as a divorce could be. There was no fighting, no attorneys, and no children involved. And while divorce was not really what I wanted in my heart, we agreed on everything. And so I found myself in a place of asking, why is this so hard? We're not fighting. Why was I feeling so much pain and loss? And as I thought about it and saw my dreams shattering before my eyes, basically everything I had known as an adult was being turned upside down. Our church was his dad's church, and our friends went to that church. No one knew how to deal with this or what to say, and so they didn't. I found myself in a place where the only thing that I had left was my family, and unfortunately we're scattered across the country, and my job, which I had been wanting to leave for several years. I was 35 years old and having to start over, and I was terrified. But I think one of the losses that I struggled with probably the most was the dream of being a mom. I just knew that I would have children at this time in my life. After all, I've been married for 10 years. I remember being at a women's conference during the time of my divorce, and it seemed like every woman there was pregnant or at least had a small child. And it just ripped my heart, especially given where I was. Watching TV and seeing advertisements for romantic vacations would cause me to burst into tears. It seemed that almost everything was painful, and the emotions would come at the most unexpected moments. No 25-year-old girl ever dreams of this. Unfortunately, it took this experience for me to really understand a marriage and God's design for it. It's not an earthly covenant, but a heavenly one. God's word says in Genesis 2:24, as we heard tonight, a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. It is for this reason that divorce is so painful. And it doesn't matter how easy the divorce process. It represents a tearing of one flesh, so you actually lose a part of yourself forever. And as the videos talked about, the experience is like death. And so, as a result, grieving is part of the healing process, and a process that no one understands unless they've been through it. So during the time of my separation, I felt rejected, unlovable, hurt, confused, and isolated from God. I was so lonely and depressed. No one in our church knew, or at least they didn't act like it. So when a guy I just met began to take an interest in me, I took comfort in that. And before long, I found myself in a relationship. And while there were moments that it seemed to help take my mind off of my divorce, all the pain was just underneath the surface. Not only was I not in a position to be in another relationship, as I was still married, I was also emotionally not capable. And I wasn't making good decisions. It was one sin led to another. And my life was spiraling out of control and downhill very quickly. We fought all the time and often had fights because he didn't understand why I couldn't just get over my marriage. And there were many unhealthy things in this relationship that resulted in much more heartache than I ever could have imagined. And this was bad enough on its own, but I was layering that on top of the death of my marriage that I had not even really dealt with. I didn't realize it at the time, but this relationship just extended my healing process and actually made the pain worse. In addition to all the other emotions I was feeling, I could now add guilt and shame to that list. My divorce was final in the fall of 2008, and as much as I tried to move on, to regain some normalcy in my life and even try to make this new relationship work, I was so broken. And when I was around this other guy, I pretended to be okay so we wouldn't fight, but I wasn't. I cried a lot in private. I even began to pray that God would take my life. And that's when I knew I needed help. As a believer, I knew that God was the only way. And so I found my way here to Watermark, sitting in the dark. I was grateful it was dark during praise, hiding in the crowd. But it was really good to be in a place that I knew God was present. So shortly after, I began reading my Bible again, really crying out to the Lord. And I could tell He was working in me. I felt it. After several months of quietly attending church, the Lord led me to divorce care in the spring of 2009. I really thought by then I was in a better place, but when I sat down in our first small group meeting and it was my turn to introduce myself, I broke down in tears just saying my name. So I still had a lot of emotions stuffed down inside, and as the 13 weeks progressed, God continued to convict me and change my heart. Multiple times I would hear the Lord say in various ways, through His word and through other people, and even in divorce care, I would hear this: "It's not too late. My desire is for reconciliation. Think of the testimony your marriage would have to others in broken marriages. All things are possible with God." And I kept hearing these things over and over again. So I knew that I had to pursue reconciliation, and that would mean I'd have to change the relationship I was in. So in early April 2009, I broke off my relationship with the other guy and looked for opportunities to talk to my ex-husband. I finally decided to write him a letter asking for forgiveness for everything that I had done wrong in our marriage, and then sharing with him what God had placed on my heart about reconciliation. When I gave him that letter, there was a huge weight that had been lifted off of my shoulders. I really can't describe the peace that I felt in that moment. It was probably the most peace I had felt since my divorce. I knew without a doubt that I was being obedient to the Lord. However, months went by and I didn't hear anything back from him. You know, you tell yourself you're okay, I don't need to hear anything, but over time it really got to me. In fact, he avoided all communications with me. And so there were times I was very discouraged and felt alone, but I also knew that the Lord just wanted me to wait. Although my relationship with God was growing stronger, I still found myself being pulled back into this relationship with the other guy. Not in the same capacity as before. It was more of a friendship, but I was still having a hard time really completely letting go of it. The fighting only increased over time because I was trying to go backwards in a relationship, which is never easy. It wasn't until almost a year after that time that I finally gained the strength in Christ to begin to completely sever that relationship. But what I'm here to tell you today is that during all of this, God has done some really amazing things in my life. As I became more and more obedient to Him and began walking with Him daily, true healing came. And while the door of reconciliation with my ex-husband was closed when he remarried in February of this year, God has continued to restore me and show me that He isn't finished with me yet. Sorry. So He is using all of my mistakes and my failures to teach me how to be more like Him, by extending me grace so many times and comfort. God has given me the special opportunity to encourage others, to encourage you in the same way. As He teaches in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." The road to healing has not been easy, and I continue to learn and make mistakes along the way. But today, my relationship with God is stronger than it ever has been, and I'm experiencing more joy than I ever thought possible a few years ago. So I'm here to tell you, it gets better, and He provides healing. He does. Thank you.